Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello, welcome to the Autism Detectives. This is Patricia Lemmer, the author of Outsmarting Autism. I am very excited today to have as my guests Brian and Katie, and they are speaking to us from Hawaii. Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha, Patty.
So Brian and Katie are the parents of twin girls. What year were they born?
2020, January 2020.
2020, right in the middle of COVID, huh?
Yeah, when they were born, the hospital was beginning to identify that there was, this variant, but it wasn't until they got out of the NICU. So they were born at 30 weeks. They spent approximately a month in the NICU. And just as they got out, we had about a week to get them home before we went into
major lockdown.
Yeah.
Wow. So tell us the circumstances of their birth and how you went down the rabbit hole of autism.
Yeah, so the girls, I think it's important to mention that they are our fourth and fifth children, so we've got some experience in parenting, and we were very intentional about wanting to add more children to our family. So the girls were conceived using IVF, and that was a really interesting journey. But despite being born moderately premature, I think there's different ways to, I think if you're just a few weeks early, it's, lightly premature, but Isabel was 3 pounds, and then our other twin was
5 1/4.
So they were at 30 weeks, fairly premature, and what had preceded their early arrival was the membrane that broke on Isabel.
And one of the amniotic sacs.
Right. And so there's some techniques that can try to prolong that additional time in utero, but, at that point, they were coming. So that was the start of bringing twins into our world.
And so fast forward to how you entered the autism world.
Yeah, so we had a lot of the same factors that I think many parents have. You begin to just watch your baby very closely. Obviously, we had experience in that trajectory of a newborn. And with one of our twins, we watched a little more carefully. She was our 3-pounder, so we were always looking at, is she hitting those milestones and where we were. I think for any parent with such small babies, I think their biggest focus is sort of feeding them, seeing that they were growing. And they were doing that, and they were doing a good job of basically taking in the nutrients and getting larger. But somewhere around, I think I would put my finger on it at 18 months. But just previous to that, we had both noticed that something felt a little off. And then again, remembering this, you know, our entire nation was in a lockdown that compromised a lot of even, you know, more of your just regular care that you were getting. All of our pediatric appointments were always off. We weren't doing them quite on time. We were going into a hospital, you know, completely masked up. The whole experience was a little unusual. And I think for us, we kept asking, well, is this just twins? Is it prematurity? Is it girls? We had been more familiar. Our first three were all boys. So we just couldn't put our finger on it, but our gut as parents was saying, let's keep asking questions. And so, you know, we followed that. I was proactive about getting what is, I think, available in many counties or in many cities, which is sort of an early screening through your, you know, local healthcare outside of our pediatrician. And we began to work with an agency called Strong Start. And that's where we got the first flag that we should follow up with getting a more official screening. And from there, mm-hmm. we went and did a full developmental screening at the hospital that we were getting all of our care at. And then at you know, the girls were still getting measured both at the chronological age, but it's, you know, a gestational because of their prematurity. So at 18 months, you know, basically gestational, 20 months in terms of where they were, we got a diagnosis of ASD.
Right. And you're a military family, right?
Correct.
Yep.
So were you living in the United States or outside?
Yeah, we were in Washington, D.C. We were getting all of our care at, you know, one of the largest military hospital in the world, in the U.S.
Okay, so this wasn't in a foreign country where they might not have known what they were doing. This is good quality care. And one of the twins was a little more affected than the other?
So probably backing up a little bit, I think the initial indication was that the smaller of our girls was, you know, the eye-to-eye contact was not quite the same as her sister. And I think that was probably the joint attention, the ability to kind of get her to focus on something we were trying to get her to focus on, that was not quite at the level of her sister. So initially, I think it was her that triggered us to go in and try and get a pediatric specialist to evaluate them.
But we had other recommended. What did the screening put them both on the spectrum, and what did they recommend, and how did you respond?
Yeah, so, you know, there is so much to this, but, you know, we're trying to keep it as, you know, keeping it containable to just this little time we have together. But, yeah, no, they, you know, basically began to really exhibit all of the behaviors that make it very clear. You know, you're heading down the road to a diagnosis. We had all the repetitive behaviors. They had a total loss of language. One of our daughters had been developing words, what appeared to me or seemed to me accurate to the timing of a child grasping language at the 18-month mark. But it just completely dropped off.
Did they give us any other than ABA, did they give us any?
They did ABA, OT, SLP. They recommended a genetic screening. And, you know, my favorite is, you know, the offer of mental health counseling, behavioral health counseling.
To help you cope.
That's right. Yeah, that's a big part of it. There was a lot of screening just in our behavioral health. And again, that's probably, maybe that's something that a military, you know, practice will do is detect the mental health of the military members. themselves in dealing with this diagnosis. But, you know, just to circle back, Isabel had presented as low tone. She was somewhat floppy. There was things that I had noticed about her gait and her walk. We were beginning to see challenges in their diet and bowel movements. And so it started to all come together. And by the time we walked in the door, after really being proactive, pressing hard to get that appointment in the middle of what was still a pandemic and a hospital that was backed up
with and understaffed.
And understaffed and had a lot more urgent things to be doing. We were beginning to pull out of Afghanistan then. So it took a lot. We were on it and yep. We got that diagnosis.
And you did a lot of homework and looked at whether this was adequate. You were lucky because you got an early diagnosis. The girls were not even quite two yet, were they?
No. They were, you know, technically, developmentally, they were 18 months old.
Wow. And so you found, and if I'm skipping a step, you can fill in, you found Cass and Len Arcuri, who I have, I've interviewed on one of my previous episodes, and I encourage my listeners to listen to their Warrior Parent Autism Parenting Secrets episode. But you found them, and then you found me through them. Tell me about how you found them and what your experience was and why you decided to work with them and how they helped you.
Sure. So, you know, Patty, I think like many parents, you go into that appointment, maybe you're a little hopeful that you're going to be told something different than what you've already assumed will most likely be the outcome before even getting that final diagnostic. I had read through all of the ABLES, the DSM-5. I had read all those screenings. And in my own sort of preparing for the appointment, I was checking off all the boxes. So we were ready to hear that there might be something very serious. But you don't really have it till you walk in and spend those few hours going through all that observation and screening. And I remember driving home from that appointment going, I just really can't believe this just happened. Like,
right.
These girls seemed perfect. Yes, they were early, but we had felt like we had really championed bringing in these two beautiful beings into our family, into our lives. And so, you know, I'm sure this is something many people experience. You just kind of find yourself a little bit shocked that all of a sudden you've been told you have two children with a lifelong disability.
Right, yeah. I don't know if you've heard the poem that it's Welcome to Holland, where parents think they're on a trip to Italy and they end up in Holland. that's where you
ended up. Whole different country.
Yeah.
We had just landed in a foreign country and it was, you know, there was no one there to greet us. But, you know, when I think about where we've had success, Brian and I have, you know, this word gets used a lot, but we have been resilient in many hardships, lost lots of factors in our lives. And so we are probably maybe a little unusual or just have some training in turning that around very quickly and surveying what you do have as, you know, the skill set to identify a path forward. And we did not waste any time. Literally, the drive from the hospital to our house was, you know, spent on gaming and developing a strategy and moving forward so that we were really literally sitting at our desks the next day, educating ourselves, really trying to become, in the early days, experts at what we've just been told.
Which basically translates into searching the internet. That's what it all translates into, watching a bunch of YouTube, searching the internet. And I think it was in that process that we came across a couple of folks, but Len and Cass were absolutely kind of one of the ones that we, as we kind of looked through the different sources, the way they were approaching it appealed to our sensibilities, which is, you know, fully explore all the options. And so I think that was the initial, attraction.
Yeah. Their coaching spoke to us, and the ability to have someone one-on-one, in a format where you are, really getting this guided, navigation was what we needed. So, you know, their model had terrific appeal. We knew we needed, you know, that type of support.
Yeah, so just to kind of back up a little bit. So we came across Len and Cass, listened to a number of their podcasts, then in the process of that realized that they had a coaching service, which was something we absolutely signed up for, and that started, that literally started the journey that led us to you, which led us to kind of other people in the network that I'm sure we'll talk about today.
Right. And their Warrior Parent Coaching Program and their podcast called Autism Parenting Secrets, which you can find at autismparentingsecrets.com, has turned around so many families and is so remarkable that I think this is a good time to say to anybody who's listening, please have a pen and paper handy, because we're going to give you some resources that were very helpful for Brian and Katie in reversing some of the symptoms of their two girls, and might be helpful for you too. So one of the ways that Len and Cass is different, and I think really made the difference for you, is unlike a health coach, they really work with you. You as the parents, as the director of your child's program, and they empower you to make the difference in your kids rather than send you off to therapists, which is basically what I did when I was a counselor. But they talked, tell us a little bit about how their coaching of you, making you warrior parents, was remarkable in changing your girls' behaviors.
Yeah, you captured it perfectly. It really is, and of course, you know, they can probably do a better job, you know, speaking about their model, but they work with you, the parent. We were one-on-one in weekly coaching sessions with terrific support, terrific additional resources, and we did it for a full year. We needed to get completely grounded in that sort of foundational approach that we would have as parents to navigate something highly complex with two very different individuals.
Not one, but two.
Yeah, you know, that's right. Not just us, but our kiddos. So they are comprehensive to obviously having you, the parent, understand yourself in this process, because the belief is that you are the, you know, you really are the lead on this journey. You determine, along with your child and your relationship, you know, what outcomes are available to you, what you will achieve. And it's just an incredible process. I think we were really good candidates because, you know, there's all sorts of different metrics that they use to help you kind of learn about yourself. We came in pretty strong, but that's not to say that we knew anything about how to navigate this journey. To this day, and it's been 3 more years or a total of 3 years, I still use all of their principles every single principal, when I am studying something, researching something, Brian and I are considering evaluating a new therapist or therapy, we go back to the rubrics and the learning that we had through their coaching to determine, is this checking all of our boxes?
That's amazing. It really is amazing. And it's a perfect example of how your belief system drives what you do. If you aren't a true believer, and that's what Cass and Len are looking for, what they call all-in parents. They have to be in this and not handing off their kids to somebody else to fix them. And that's what's so impressive to me about how I've learned what you've been doing for the last 2 years with your girls. You have put every amount of energy into what those girls need to thrive.
I wouldn't argue with you. It is our, focus. And we've been fortunate that other things in our lives have allowed us to focus with the kind of intensity to really manifest the success that we've had.
It's wonderful. So we need to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to learn about the specifics of what you have done to reverse Margot and Isabel's symptoms and get them off the autism spectrum. You're listening to The Autism Detective. This is Patricia Lemmer. We'll be right back.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Lemmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Autism Detective. My guests, two guests today, a couple, Brian and Katie, parents of twin girls who were diagnosed with level 3 autism at about 20 months, and ended up working with Len and Cass Arcuri of the Autism Parent Coaching Program, and you can find that at autismparentingsecrets.com. And Len and Cass and I are friends. I am fortunate that they use Outsmarting Autism as a guidebook for working with their families and give every one of their clients a copy of my book, so thank you. And they introduced me to Brian and Katie. because I used to live in Washington, D.C., and Lennon Cass knew that I had good resources there. So we met online, and we talked about some of the things that they could do. And was that overwhelming to you, or you were already really into it, and we kind of fine-tuned it?
No, I mean, I honestly, if you could see our copy of Outsmarting Autism, it is so dog-eared and highlighted and notes in the margin. I mean, thank God we still have old-fashioned books. And, you know, right. Lennon Cass sent us a digital copy because it's really been our guide. And that book spoke to us. I'm an architect. I needed to understand structurally and through the systems. Part of how we think is, I think in systems, and I needed that, way, that approach, to make sense. And we took it by the numbers. We literally went through your book by the numbers. And it's still constantly looking up something, and I'm always amazed. That even though, I'm thinking I'm finding something brand new, you've got it, in your book. So it's just been, an incredible guide for us.
Well, thank
but
you.
Yes,
so talk about some of the lifestyle changes you made. Let's talk about food and sleep and movement. And that's an early chapter in my book where I talk about before you go and throw money into some therapies, that it's up to you to make some lifestyle changes and environmental modifications. What were some of the things you did?
This was kind of the gift of a pandemic. We had no place to go. And so where anyone else might say, oh, we'll get to that later, we actually had to focus on what was happening in our lifestyle and in our home. You couldn't get an appointment with anyone at that time. So even if we were anxious and hitting the panic button, let's start seeing every specialist out there, it just wasn't going to happen in our healthcare system. So we did exactly what you said. We completely overhauled our diet, and it takes time to do that. Cass is amazing at guiding a parent through what can be terrifically overwhelming. But we were able to eat, what not to eat,
recipes and how to cook it.
It's a very different approach to being healthy and well than anything that the rest of our society is prescribing or making convenient. So, but she's got a very compassionate way of helping that parent get to that place. And now it's seamless in our lifestyle. We don't even think about it.
We did that. We obviously took a look. I mean, at the end of the day, we bought into the notion of load and that.
The total load.
Total load, and that whatever we were going to do to reduce it, ultimately, what we needed to take a look at was the environment. So what we were surrounding our girls with and what we're putting into their bodies was something we knew we could address. Katie talked a little bit about the dietary changes. We also took a look at, the environment itself, their sleep environment, to make sure that, the brain was getting recharged. And so we looked at EMF. We looked at kind of mold and did,
air quality. Did water purification systems.
Yep.
I mean, this is all stuff I was interested in because of my background, but we brought in a home biologist. I mean, we deep dived the whole thing. And again, as Brian said, the idea was stop the load. Stop putting more in so that
Stop the exposure.
Yep.
Right.
And then we knew we had something to work with, because we weren't continuing to aggravate, our daughter's wellness. And that takes, we're making it sound easy to be sympathetic to your listener. It takes a lot of focus. You have to, have some resources.
And we just, I wasn't biased that way at all. So, I talk about things matter-of-factly now that that if, had you caught me 3 or 4 years ago, I never would have even thought about.
So, wow. Yeah, the Wi-Fi kill switch, the electrical, you know, the dirty electricity.
Dirty electricity.
The changing out every mattress, the going completely chemical fragrance-free. You know, one of the goals that I worked with Lenny Cass was I wanted to have a safe and a healing bubble for our daughters and for our family. And we got right to work.
Amazing. And you mentioned you brought in a biologist. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah,
you
brought in more than one.
Yeah, we did. I mean, you have to have more expertise than I think you can learn, you know, on your own. And so we had to bring in specialists to help us understand what was going on in our electrical field in our house, obviously in our EMS, what was our air quality, where was there any potential for mold. I mean, we did everything.
Wiring, you mentioned dirty electricity.
Yes, we put filters. We put filters on the electrical leads into the house to reduce that. And, you know, that was all, there was a precursor to all of that by having someone come through and do an assessment of the house.
That's
basically
amazing.
All of those things.
Now, did you see changes? It's hard to quantify what made a difference in a total load. But
yeah,
passed off changes as you went along.
Yeah, to just keep it simple, everything matters. And I know people don't want to hear that because it's overwhelming. But everything we did mattered. And so there's your answer. Did we see changes? We did, because everything matters.
We did, ultimately. I think at the beginning of doing all of this, you have to go in with belief and just do these things and assume that your theory is correct, and you just keep pursuing, and ultimately you do see the changes.
Right. It's time for another break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the therapies that you added as we found a dream team for you to work with. You're listening to the Autism Detectives. My guests today, Brian and Katie, are telling you how they help their girls recover from early diagnosed autism spectrum disorder. We'll be right back.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Limmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Autism Detectives. Brian and Katie, this is so helpful, and I think parents are impressed with how you really dive deep and really put your belief system to work in changing your personal environment and how you modified your lifestyle. And then Cass and Len brought me into the picture, and What I love is they said, Patty, will you do an AMA with this wonderful couple? And I said, AMA, American Medical Association? And they said, no, AMA is Ask Me Anything. And I said, oh, that sounds like fun. So we did a Zoom segment where you asked me such pointed, wonderful, thoughtful questions. And then when I discovered you were in the D.C. area, I was able to really tweak your program. And so because I was there for almost 40 years practicing, we were able to put together what I call your dream team. And we started with a pediatrician who is one of the most beloved pediatricians in the Washington area, but she really guided you, didn't she? And she is so deep and heartfelt that anybody who has her at the helm is very lucky. And she is also trained in homeopathy. Can you talk a little bit about what kind of guidance you got from her and how you applied the homeopathic principles?
Yeah, so, you know, there's not enough time on the podcast for us to tell you about really how lucky we were to work with the group that you gave us. They were masters, and they were literally kind of legends in this space. So, you know, beginning, and we obviously had to jump out of all of our traditional military medicine. We weren't going to be able to find the practitioners that we wanted to work with and build relationships with. So everyone that you gave us, you know, became these independent relationships that we built. And actually, they all knew of each other, so that made it a little easier. But one of the first things that we were told with our new pediatrician is, you know, please read these books. I want you to be educated about this approach to homeopathy. And that introduced us to yet another way of thinking about our daughter's innate abilities to heal and how could we energize and support that. But she also happened to be my neighbor and she lived, you know, maybe a big two blocks from us, and she would walk over and do the early appointments in our playroom, which that tells you how special it was to bring her on board.
Well, and homeopathy, as you mentioned, is an approach that respects the body's ability to heal itself, and it can be used in conjunction with any other therapy by looking at the whole person, not just their symptoms physically, but their personalities and their emotional responses and various aspects of their being. And so I'll talk just a tiny bit about how she evaluated the kids and what she did.
Well, she educated us on how to observe our own children. You know, you work together with her as a team. And one of the early lessons was, tell me what's unique about your child. Tell me, you know, and so she helped educate me, not in the more conventional way that I think we get as mothers. Did you hit this milestone? When did you hit it? It's tell me what's special or different, or how do you see your child uniquely? And it gave me such an incredible way to share something that I think you have primarily as a parent, which is to want to know your child intimately. And that's how this process begins, because it is truly trying to understand uniqueness and root cause. So, you know, that is the foundation of working together, something
that's
that great. I don't think we get in conventional medicine.
And so then I hooked you up with Kelly Dorfman, who everybody who knows me knows was my co-founder for Developmental Delay Resources. And Kelly Dorfman is still working with families and helping them with diet and nutrition and tweaking the physiology in an amazing way that can make a huge difference. And you can find her at her name, Kelly, KellyDorfman.com. And she's written a book called Curing Your Child with Food. And I have done an episode with Kelly, if you want to listen to that, too. Tell us what Kelly contributed to your program.
Yeah, so Kelly, of course, is another, you know, foundational person to bring into your life when you are really trying to understand nutrition and the role that food plays in your healing. So, you know, she helped lay just the roadmap for all of our food systems. She was amazing in her initial coaching because, you know, it's really helpful to have someone looking at that food diary every day that you're starting to pay attention to. But I would also add, Cass is an incredible part of, again, the coaching. She's an incredible source on how to have this become part of your lifestyle. And we also learned a lot, you know, about food from Andy Stowe and Katie Reed. Glutamate was an issue with one of our daughters, and we really had to continue to use Kelly's coaching and support to investigate and learn and continue to learn about food. It is complex. It can be simple, but it's also, you know, it's something you just want. Right when you think you know enough, there's yet something else to understand about your child's needs. Individuality and what foods they might be sensitive to. So it is a lot for a parent. They were an incredible team. And the real focus is, Patty, something that you started with us, which was building relationships. You have to build these relationships with parents. All of these practitioners are incredibly busy, and you need to show up on your A game to take in their wealth of talent and knowledge. So you have to be prepared.
Important. Thank you for bringing that up, Katie. It's time for our last break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the other big piece of movement and reflexes and vision in your program. You're listening to the Autism Detectives. We'll be right back.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Lemmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. I want to say that your case has been picked up by Documenting Hope, part of Epidemic Answers, which I chaired and rolled DDR into for 3 years, and Documenting Hope wrote up your case and published a report in the Journal of Personalized Medicine. And this has been picked up by a lot of news media. It's out there. And I have to say I was a little distressed that it kind of ignored some of these really amazing practitioners who guided you, Cass and Len and the pediatrician and Kelly, and we'll get into OT and vision, and said that your kids got well because of lifestyle and environmental changes. And I think that that's really selling it short. You did so much more than that, and these other practitioners were such a huge part of guiding you and educating you, and the fact that you bought in and you established relationships with these people, I think, made a huge difference. And I wanted to put that out there. And then we can go to the last pieces, which were, I fixed you up with occupational therapist Colette Silver and with an optometrist, an optometry practice, the Vision and Conceptual, I can't say it, Vision and Conceptual Development Center. And each of these added a huge piece. Colette is trained by Svetlana Moskatova on reflex integration, and Amanda and Mary at the Vision and Conceptual Development Center were mentored by Dr. Harry Wax, the late Harry Wax, who was one of the pioneers in vision therapy. And they are at visiontherapydc.com if people want to look them up. So can you tell us about the role of reflexes? I know we don't have a lot of time, but just a wink at what you learned about reflex development, movement, vision, and what it role that this played in your daughter's delays, and how addressing these areas really improved their function.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So, you know, one of the things that I get asked is, you know, what would you say was the one thing? And, you know, I don't want to mislead people. It's not about one thing. It's about everything. Everything you do matters. But something that I learned that was so interesting to me and will always be a highlight is, despite wanting to push that panic button because your child's language just dropped out, I mean, literally, you have a child with no language, and you think the first thing you're going to do is race them into a clinical setting and get them speech therapy. I have to say my experience was absolutely opposite. The girls needed to start with, and you know, here at our practitioner, it was OT. It was beginning with their reflexes. They had no ability to take on SLP services until we had worked with Colette. And so it re-educated me how foundational the MNRI and the reflex integration is to then getting to language. They made incredible gains.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, they made incredible gains in language because it actually came second. First was seeing this particular practitioner. But what I also want to say, and then again, and this goes back to our coaching, we developed criteria for who we would work with, and that was all part of our coaching with Len and Cass. And that criteria was, I wasn't going to go into a clinic. It didn't feel right. I knew that was more stressful. I wanted to keep all of our therapies as naturalistic, as lifestyle-based as possible. And so, you know, these legends that you introduced me to were already doing that. They weren't working in, you know, buildings with, you know, fluorescent lights sitting in cubbies with kids for 40 minutes. They were coming into our home to work, and we were going into theirs. That completely changed.
Katie, you found a school that was play-based. and emphasized movement and natural environment, and that made a huge difference too.
What? And that was you, you know. I mean, we don't have enough time, Patty, to tell you, to be able to report on things. I have high chairs that I had custom built because you told me they're going to get in and out of that thing 1,000 times. Make every part of your life supporting, you know, their wellness. I mean, we took them on walks through Rock Creek Park literally 3 times a day because you said,
whoa,
you may not be able to get all the OT because, again, everything was very limited, but you can get them out and make them walk. And we did, and we balanced on logs and beams, and, I mean, we came up with how we could support the great work that we were getting. And when we showed up at our appointment, we were, you know, we were queued up. We were ready to get as much as we could out of those 55 minutes. But to your point in this segment, we really had to begin with something else, and that was the reflexes and the cranial sacral work with Suzanne Erbos. I mean, just incredible work had to be done on their bodies and their, you know, how they were taking in their sensory beings. That gave us an incredible springboard for language.
That's just so beautifully said. You know, I usually end these segments, these episodes, well, with what advice would you give other parents? But you've already done it. You've already said to them, build the foundation. Lay the foundation. And that's the subtitle of Outsmarting Autism, is build a healthy foundation. And that was your belief, that is what your girls needed, and you did it in every single way. And I can't tell you how impressed I am with how you just bought the program and made it work. And unfortunately, when it was written up, it didn't emphasize that that's what you did, because that's what parents need to hear. That when you don't talk, it's not going running off to the speech pathologist until you have the foundation. So let me give you the last word, Brian and Katie. Last word.
Yeah, so I'll jump in with the takeaways for me. One is, you know, you have to be open to possibilities that you hadn't thought of before, to therapies, to ways of thinking about things. It's too important to let your previous biases kind of cloud the way ahead. And then number two is, I think the reason we connected with so many of your all-stars and other people that we found along the journey is that, you know, we were willing to work harder than them. We were willing to do our homework in between the sessions to be kind of that important piece, to take what they were giving us and what we're giving to the girls and build on it. And those are the two things that I think that I would leave as parting thoughts.
And I already have said mine. You know, it is about building relationships.
Yep.
It is that everything matters. I wish I could say there's, you know, a magic cure, a silver bullet. There isn't. But if you think about embracing that concept of everything matters, you're actually saying that, you know, life is something to expand on and be intentional about everything you're doing. So, and then, you know, the last thing, Patty, is you got to manifest success. You have to have that vision. We were 100% supportive of each other as parents to absolutely believe. These girls came into this world with every ability, and we were going to make sure that by 5 years old, we just randomly picked an age, by five, they would not meet the criteria.
Well, I love that goal. Congratulations on your successes, and I can't wait to keep following you and them, and I hope that you will stay in touch. I love getting your emails and seeing their happy faces. So good luck in your next move. I know you're moving to the UK. And I just wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, Patty.
Thanks, Patty.
All right.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Limmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to Bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.